Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
What a week we've had. For me, a highlight of the space flight was hearing those crisp, confident voices at the Kennedy Space Center and from onboard Integrity, which resonated with competence, camaraderie and optimism. Houston, we have you again. Sounding like those American folks we always used to look up to. So different from the hostile verbal spewings that seem to be the daily fare at the moment. And watching the film Project Hail Mary in the same week, you realize just how nonsensical fictional space stories are compared to the real thing. At no time did Ryan Gosling have to relieve himself, and where did he do all his quick changes? On board the Orion spacecraft, Jules Verne was eloquently quoted. So let's move on to a similar sounding word, Giverny, and the words of ABBA.
Money, money, money.
The monetization of art, the tidal wave of overtourism that social media is helping to create. Yes, cultural destinations need ticket sales, and merch has become a huge money spinner. But at what price? This being the centenary of Monet's death, and given that people are lemmings, hence the expression, might it be a good idea to postpone any visit to the House and Gardens till next year? But do read up about two Monets that are up for auction at Sotheby Paris, having not been seen in public since the early 20th century. In the Gers, it's a busy weekend at the Allograin Lecture. An SBK party is a Latin dance social focusing on salsa, bachata and kizomba, in case you'd forgotten. At 7 you can pitch up to have a quick lesson and then put it all into practice at 9. Down the road at 9, there's a charity concert organized by the Lions Club of Lomagne Gersoise at the Espace Sportif and Culturel in Florence, Orchestre d'Harmonie de la Florentine. Then, following on from SBK, on Sunday you can mosey down to Montestruc-sur-Gers at 1:30 to the Salle de Fête in your Stetson and cowboy boots for a hoedown. That only costs €5 and it's a brilliant way to get your blood pumping. But if food is music to your ears, then how about a trip to Tannay at midday on Sunday for jambon à la broche for a full three-course meal with coffee and Armagnac, and all at €20. Or, on an empty stomach, I would recommend, as you sit down for 3 hours of passionate love, misunderstandings, political intrigue, sadistic cruelty, and tragic redemption, aka Puccini's Tosca. Coming to us live from the Paris Opera at the Seneschal Cinema in Lecteur at 4, with arguably one of the most beautiful male arias ever written. That'll cost you €20, but do please book. But if opera's not your thing, at the Abbey de Florence, starting at 3:30, pianist Jean-Michel Kim plays Ravel, Chopin, and Liszt. Something for everyone. Now, talking of grovelling, which I had to do to Paddington Bear last week, there has been a major apologia from the British Academy of Film and TV following an incident that could have been avoided, but ended up upsetting members of the black and disability communities. The film that unwittingly triggered the whole incident, I Swear, tells the inspiring story of John Davidson, who's lived with Tourette's syndrome since he was a boy. You can see the film in Florence on Thursday in English at 5:30. It stars the very talented Robert Aramayo, who won the BAFTA for his performance. I urge you to see it. Now, returning to the subject of relief, as one of Britain's recently disgraced politicians has just been fined £300, that's nearly €350, for spending a penny, not of the taxpayers' money, just a surreptitious wee against a wall, gentlemen and messieurs, I feel you should now be carrying a receptacle at all times, so as not to be caught short. Human weaknesses are no longer tolerated. Hélas.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com